Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To play this my last game on this floor, man. I'm not crying on the outside right now because I'm so joyous. But this one's gonna take some. This gonna take some getting used to. You know, tuning in, watching this organization, watching my teammates play out here, and I'm not there. It's definitely gonna take me a while to get used to it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Emotional tributes all over the place in the NBA on Tuesday night, one in Dallas, and then, of course, one in Miami, where Dwayne Wade addresses the crowd with his family and some of his longtime teammates and other special guests making an appearance as he plans to retire at the end of this season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. You got a spot there pinned to the top of the page. We're pleased to welcome from South Florida, George Richards of The Athletic Miami, who does cover the NHL. And as we get set for the Stanley Cup playoffs, we'll certainly talk about the puck dropping on Wednesday night. But George, I know you're also a big Miami Heat fan and Dwayne Wade fan. So how emotional is the city with all the changes? Of course, most notably being this departure of D. Wade.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the big thing. Last night was just a great moment, you know, for Miami and for the Heat, and you know, they you know, it's just a classy organization. The whole night was done so well, and they got a big victory over Philadelphia. You know, they had a outside chance at a playoff spot, and that fell apart late in that game when Detroit won. But other than that, I mean, it was just a great night. Dwayne goes for 30, and Udonis Haslam comes out and hits a big shot, and those two got to play the fourth quarter together. And we'll see today how much they play against Brooklyn. I'm assuming they're going to play a lot since they're out of it. But, yeah, it was really nice for Miami to be able to say goodbye to Dwayne that way. And, you know, like they said, we'll see him again next year when they put put his number up in the rafters.
Is there a way that you can summarize what he means to the organization? And I know you mentioned the city and the fans, but to the Heat specifically.
Yeah, I mean, he's just one of those heart and soul guys, you know. I mean, you know, when he left a couple years ago and left for the Bulls, people just didn't know how to act. It was just like, what? Dwayne Wade's not going to – he's going to go play somewhere else. People couldn't believe it. And I was up in Ohio last year when he came back, and just what everybody was – just from what you heard from everybody down here when he came back, people just were back in shock. They just couldn't believe that Dwayne came back, you know, that they were getting him back, and it was almost like he never left. And I just, you know, there's only a handful of athletes in South Florida that have kind of just taken over this town, and you've got to put Dwayne Wade at the top of the list of all-time greats here in this town. And, you know, we don't have a whole lot of history. The Dolphins didn't get here till 1966. So, you know, it's the 72 Dolphins, it's Dan Marino, and it's Dwayne Wade.
George Richards covers the Panthers and the NHL for The Athletic in Miami and also is a big Heat fan. And Dwayne Wade bidding his final farewells to the NBA. So good to have George with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So turning your attention to the Panthers specifically, they make this major splash in hiring Joel Quenneville, who, of course, recently was with the Chicago Blackhawks. What's been the reaction to his hiring there in Florida?
Well, he's really, you know, given a shot to the arm of this organization. Disappointing year for the Panthers. This was a team a lot of people had pegged as a playoff contender, and you know, they got off to a horrendous start. They think they would, you know, won two of their first 10 or 11 games, and just dug themselves a hole they couldn't get out of. And then you're able to get a guy like Joel Quenneville who gives them instant credibility, not only nationally with among other NHL teams, but probably more importantly locally. I mean, because I think that the Panthers have just, languished. They've always, they've had talent for so many years. They just haven't realized their potential. And now you bring in a guy like Joel Quenneville who is kind of like a Pat Riley. He's going to plop those rings down on the table and say, yeah, what I do works. And, I think it's really given new life to the Panthers. Dale Talon was talking about just how crazy things have been. The phone's ringing off the hook down there, at the arena, selling tickets and all that kind of stuff. And it's in an organization that's been overshadowed for good reason down here. I mean, they've been to the playoffs 5 times in 25 years. But they're trying to put it together. They're trying to get it right. They think they're close. I think they're close. And Joel Quenneville, just by putting him in here, I think legitimizes what the Panthers are trying to do.
They had hired 5 of their last 6 coaches as guys who had never had a coaching position in the NHL before. So why the change? Why now this abrupt kind of a 90-degree turn?
Well, they had gone after experienced coaches in the past and had been turned down, either because the coaches didn't think that the situation here was as good as other places, or the Panthers weren't willing to pay the high salaries and maybe went a little more on the cheaper route. But this time, owner Vinnie Viola, saw that there's a window here. I mean, they've got such a young, talented team, with Sasha Barkov, Vinny Trocheck, Jonathan Huberdeau, Aaron Ekblad. He just doesn't want to see this get wasted. And I think that to the bring in, when you have a guy out there like Joel Quenneville, like Vinny told me, he's a game changer. He's a guy who can come in here and demand instant respect from the players and from people around, the game. And, I think that, Bob Buechner was a first-year head coach. They've had a few of those, like you mentioned. So to bring an experienced guy, all of a sudden there's no more excuses. There's no more learning on the job. Joel Quenneville knows what he wants, knows how to get it. And, now it's up to the players to do it.
The word that comes to mind with him is credibility. As I was talking about it on the air to start the week, that's what he brings with him is instant credibility. When he speaks, you have to listen because he produces results.
Yeah, and there's also going to be accountability here among the players where I don't think that has been there because, a lot of times when you like your coach and all that, but, there just wasn't that do it this way. Or there'll be, consequences. And guys just kind of, did what they did. And I think now that when Joel Quenneville speaks, for right or wrong, but it's going to be his way or, that's just the way it's going to be. So, instant credibility. He's a guy that commands respect. And, every player I talked to yesterday was a locker cleanout day, and there was just a real high excitement level that they're able to get a guy with that reputation and his success level.
That's great. George Richards covers the NHL and the Panthers for The Athletic in Miami, and he's with us here after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So we had fun asking our listeners the playoff series they're most looking forward to. And, of course, you have a lot of intrigue with the Penguins and the Islanders. Also, this Tampa Bay Lightning plateau, this incredible regular season. Can they follow it up now in the playoffs? I've heard a lot of Sharks and Golden Knights because of the rematch and their proximity. What's a series, couple series, that you find really intriguing as we get started on Wednesday?
Well, one series I'm really looking forward to is just because, here in Florida and I covered the Blue Jackets last year is obviously the Tampa Bay Columbus series. I think that's going to be a very interesting matchup. You've got a team in Tampa Bay that pretty much punched its ticket to the postseason, back in December. And then you've got a Columbus team that, you know, kind of had to sweat its way through and not get in until game 81. Despite all the moves that Yarmo Kekäläinen made as the general manager at the trade deadline, you know, this Columbus team has been through a lot. And it's going to be real interesting to see, you know, what they do once they get into the postseason. I think people kind of forget that, you know, they had the Washington Capitals on the ropes last year,
right,
in the first round of the playoffs, and almost took a 3-0 lead in that series. And boy, wouldn't life be a little different around the NHL if, you know, that had happened. But so that'll be an interesting series. Like you said, yeah, that Golden State, the Vegas San Jose game, that series is going to be very exciting. I'm looking forward to Pittsburgh and the Islanders, see what Barry Trotz has in store for the Penguins. I think the Penguins are, you know, most people look at them as a team that's going to take that series, but I think it's going to be exciting. And to stay in the East, Boston and Toronto, that should be a lot of fun as well.
How difficult will it be to take out the champs as this time they open up with Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, those jerks from Carolina, boy, they're a spunky team. And they just seem to be a team that's playing with house money. I mean, they just go out there and they have fun. But they're a very talented team. This is a Carolina team that I think a lot of people, almost kind of like the Panthers, a team that you've looked at for the last couple of years, and you're like, yeah, they're all right. They were just missing something, goaltending, something was always missing with Carolina. They put it together this year, and, you know, they've had a terrific season. They've been fun to watch, and, I think it's going to be a real interesting series to see what Carolina can do against the Caps.
I love the excitement this time of the year around the Stanley Cup playoffs. Have you seen that same type of excitement during the regular season with hockey? And I don't just mean in person, people going to games, but the buzz, do you feel like it's still growing and coming back from how badly it got buried and snuffed out, I guess, going back to the lockout?
Yeah, that lockout really really took the wind. You know, I mean, you remember the NHL was going to overtake the NBA, remember?
Right.
You know, back in the day. And mm-hmm. That lockout, you know, they've had two lockouts that have hurt them, and maybe a third on the way. You know, hopefully they can avoid that. But yeah, no, I think you do see some excitement, definitely up north. Some of the new markets, Vegas is just crazy about hockey. And I think that's been really good for the sport. And you see some places where it's kind of faded and come back. Carolina, they won the cup, I believe it was in 06, and have had some lean years since. But, they've kind of rejuvenated things there. And Tampa Bay, you know, you can't get a ticket to a Lightning game. So, yeah, I mean, you look around the league, it looks like there's a lot of very strong markets, and, you know, some others that, you know, maybe if the team performed better, you know, they'd be more fired up. I mean, look at Buffalo. I mean, my goodness. I mean, that team hasn't done anything in years, and it's still a very passionate fan base. So, yeah, I think you do. When you go around the league, you definitely see some of that excitement.
We're excited to have that puck drop on Wednesday night, and then a few more series coming up on Thursday. You can follow George on Twitter at George Richards, covers the NHL and the Panthers. Now Joel Quenneville for The Athletic in Miami. It's great to talk to you, George. Thank you so much.
Oh, anytime. We'll talk to you later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.